Well, happy Monday, and I pray your Monday is happy. Mine seems to be going great. Well, welcome to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. This show is live, and my name is Linda Sims. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device. Or call in if you'd like to be a part of the show or would like to ask any questions or make any comments by calling 740-383-9944. And hopefully you're on the countdown with me. May I help you?
Hi. I'm here to pick up winning tickets for the zoo.
What's your name?
I'm picking up for Alicia Faust and Natasha Dalton.
Natasha
Dalton and Alicia Faust.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Thank you.
Sorry to my listeners. Okay, let's get it going again now. Are you on that countdown with me? For 2022, we have 10 days before Christmas Eve, 11 days before Christmas, and 19 days before New Year's Day, 2022. Are you getting ready? Have you begun to do your New Year's resolutions? I'm not going to even ask you, have you finished Christmas shopping? I'm sure everyone's finished, possibly, except for me, and I haven't even begun to start. Only a little bit here and a little bit there. But what are we to expect for the year 2022? One thing we know for sure, COVID will be going along with us. Wow. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, telephone number 223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, but this is the last for this year. Not because this is December, but this will be the last until April of 2022. And that is free produce that will take place this Saturday, December 18th. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Now, if you have need of this, fine. If you don't and you know someone else who could benefit from free produce during this holiday season, please share this information with them. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I like to start my show off with the thought for today. The thought for today is titled Inside Out. There is essentially only one way in which you can bring about self-transformation. That's if you want to. But if you will not think you need to, if you are still taking happiness from outside yourself and still managing to tolerate the periods of unhappiness which result. As soon as your happiness is dependent on anything outside, you make yourself a slave to a condition, substance, or perhaps a person. A slave is not free, and happiness is impossible. If you are not free, perhaps this goes some way to explaining why our happiness fluctuates. Real happiness does not go up and down. Real freedom means that your happiness comes from inside out. That will require detachment and renunciation, not least from the illusions and conditioning of society, which would have you believe happiness can be acquired from outside in. Can you see it? Inside out, not outside in. And that is so true. We have to be persistent. We have to be determined to be happy from the inside. That way it will exuberate on the outside, and not only will we feel better, but even those people who are around us will feel better. It just works out that way. I can't really say why it does, but it brings something different to the table. Okay? It just really does. I am so trying to get a hold of my guest today. And hopefully she could find a place. Let me see. At least the people found the place that came to get the tickets for the zoo, right? They won trivia. They had no problem finding the place. So, inside out. You know, I've had to work on myself from the inside out. And a lot of that comes from just being determined, just tired of the status quo, or being upset because things didn't go the way I thought that they should have gone, you know, and looking to a higher source of myself, which is God for me. I don't know about other people, but His Word was a good insight and source for me to look forward to help me, you know, when things just don't go right. Or maybe you're sick. I remember being so sick in the hospital, and I was in there for 9 days, and I could look out the window and everything, but I didn't think I was ever going to get out of that hospital, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and lo and behold, they told me, well, tomorrow you get to go home, but I just couldn't see a way out of that hospital room. But then I just thank God for keeping my sanity, you know, because it was like, am I going to ever get out of here? And I was just like almost confined to the bed, you know, my lung has collapsed and I had to do that, had that corrective surgery, and I couldn't move. I had tubes out of my side and all that kind of stuff. And it was just one of those type of moments where you just feel like, can I get out of this situation? Can I get some help? Can I go home? Can I see some people that I know really loves me and recognizes me for who I am? And I was able to go home the very next day. But we have lived through some trying times, and I'm sure that you have too. And we're not always on top of the world, but we're not always on the bottom of the world or the totem pole, like they say. So we like to try to stay in the medium if we can possibly do that. And I so like to be able to reach out to the Lord and just say, Lord, help me. I need your help today. I'm discouraged. Things not going right for me. I really don't know how to even start my day unless you help me start my day and lead me and guide me and show me the way that I need to go. And I guess that's all I can say. That happens. So hopefully you did get something out of that thought for today. Inside out. So we don't want to be dependent on things on the outside making us happy. We want to be already happy. That way we'll have a better outlook on the day. Now, I'm kind of getting worried. My guest isn't here, nor has she answered my call. I think I heard someone pull up anyway, and I'm just so excited. She's a childhood friend of mine, Beverly Hartman. We went to Taft School together. I mean, yeah, we have a long history. That's kind of telling our age, you know, going to Taft School and all that, but hey, that's how it goes. And it's nice to be in the land of the living and still have, you know, friends around. So let me check the door, don't mind.
Started yet, have you?
That's all right.
Have you started?
No, just me. Oh. Just me. Girl, you...
You dressed to the nines.
It's all right.
Shut up. Now come on in, have a seat.
Okay, yeah. You got a nice setup here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do. You sit right here.
Where, right here?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. How you been?
I've been okay.
Good.
I've been okay. I was just talking about you to my listeners.
Maria?
Yeah. My childhood friend. Well, she made it, everybody. She is here. Yes. I know it's kind of hard to find.
Yeah, it needs a bigger sign.
A lot of people, they
miss it.
They look for it before the day. So, yeah. And I should encourage you to do that.
Well, that's okay.
That's all right. You're here. Praise God. So good to see you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So how you been?
Oh, what can I say? God's good.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, He is. He is so good. So good. So take a couple deep breaths before we get started.
Okay. All right.
I know I had a lot of thumbs up that you were going to be my guest today.
Oh, really?
So, oh, yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yes, I did. Yes, good. I did. So, like I said, Beverly Hartman, we went to Taft School together.
Yeah.
We go way back.
Yeah.
Not telling you our ages, but Taft's been gone for a while,
I know. Yeah.
And Beverly left here years ago.
Yeah.
Won't you just introduce yourself to my listeners?
Okay. What can I say? My name is Beverly Hartman. I was born and raised in Birmingham, but I came up here when I was 11 years old. And my parents are Curly and Tom McGarry. So I came when I was 11 years old. That's when I met you.
Right.
You and Joyce
was
my first two friends. And then I think later on I came back to visit. And then I spent my ninth grade Taft. That's when it was the junior high.
Right,
school.
Right.
And I came back, I think, again. And I, right before, no, we were seniors, graduated in 70 together. So, pretty much, I round up, you know, Mary and Oliver Hartman, and I had three beautiful kids out of the marriage. And that's pretty much it. Later on, I worked at Whirlpool. I worked after working at Whirlpool. I got a chance to, I always wanted to entertain. So, at the time, when we were much younger, we lived on the, what side of town is that?
East.
East side, okay. You know, everybody, all of us was diesel.
Yes.
Poor black kids, you know.
Yeah.
And I was always interested in music. And so at the time, it was Sharon Pickens at the time.
Right, before you get there, what crossed my mind this morning is how we used to talk on the phone and used to break out in song.
Oh, yeah.
What becomes of the broken hearted? I know.
Music was something I've always loved, you know. It's so funny because my grandparents, when I was down south, my grandparents used to always get after me because they couldn't find the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I would be somewhere sitting down listening to music, you know.
Right.
And music is just something that has always been able to console me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Austin thinking about, which one was that? One of the prophets danced out of his clothes. He just loved
David.
Music. David.
Yes.
Yeah, it was David. He danced out of his clothes. It was something about music that was soothing, you know, and it just, I loved it. And I used to love to write lyrics, you know, lyrics, and I, you know, it was just in me, you know.
It sure was. You had me. I had to get on YouTube and bring up some old songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did
you? Yeah.
Oh, girl.
It took me back there, you know. I'm like, wow. Because that's what I used to like about talking to you.
I know.
You break out in songs, stuff like that.
I love music.
You know?
And I remember Shirley Grant. Boy, it was like all of us on the east side, you know.
Right.
Right. Cindy McDuffie, you know, all of us.
Yes.
Marianne and I and you, we were the three, I don't know, we wasn't the three stooges, but we just loved everything.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We were a pack, you know, and I just thank God for the relationship that we had through the years,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And our kids, we were around the same age, you know. But Sharon, I remember, you know, after I was introduced to Sharon Pickens, I found out that they were into music. They were, you know, playing and singing at I think the church was, what is it, Mount Zion.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then I found out that their parents had taken them to New York for a tryout talent show. And we're talking about years.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
long
talking
time
about
ago.
Real,
yeah.
You know, and
I always loved music. So I remember as the years progressed, you know, and we got older, you know, everybody went their separate ways. Sharon came back home, and I had told her, I said, well, I would like to go out on the road with you, but I can't now because my kids are underage, you know.
Right, right.
I said, but when my kids get old enough, I said, I'll travel. And she came to me, I think my daughter was like 17, almost 18, and they had a tour overseas, Department of Defense.
Wow, okay.
And that was my first tour, and I think it was 91. Hmm. We did Alaska, and it was quite an experience. You know, I tell you, when I think about it, we toured all over Alaska, and it was just something that was really rewarding, and so much that I learned through the years of traveling, you know, and, and entertaining,
right.
And I got a chance to meet a lot of great people,
I'm sure.
A lot of successful, you know, celebrities, and it was quite an experience, you know.
I'm sure
I'll never forget.
I'm sure it was, and still that was at a young age where
you could benefit.
And your children too. It's like, wow, what an opportunity,
yeah.
You know. But Sharon, they were always like that.
I was
in their little sunshine band group, you know, when I was little, you know.
At Mount Zion.
Yeah.
Her and Sandra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Sandra.
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Who could sing the best?
Right.
That was it.
Right.
But they both had beautiful voices.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember she had me lead a song, and I was just singing my heart out, and the people in the first row couldn't even hear me.
But you've always been the quiet one, too.
And maybe that was it.
See,
I don't know.
We've always been loud.
Maybe that was it. Yeah. But those are just good days. Now, I did want to ask you, I know you had to move back home.
Right.
You chose to move back home.
It was a decision. It wasn't anything that was forceful. I had moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, and I would come home to visit my parents. And when I would come home, I noticed my parents were getting older.
Right.
And
right.
I thought about it. I said, you know, God's been good to me. Mm-hmm. I've got a chance. Very few people get a chance to entertain with celebrities.
That's true.
And do some of the things that I've done, to travel around the world pretty much.
Mm.
And I came back and I saw my parents were getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, God has been good. I've raised three beautiful children, you know.
Right, right.
My parents are older and I saw the need to be here.
Good.
You know, and I just said, you know, whatever God sees fit, you know, he'll do. But their latter years should be their best years.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I'm the oldest girl. You know, and I came back home. Not only that, God really sent me back because here was actually, I said I wasn't going to be negative, but it was one of the last places I wanted to be.
I'm sure it was, and that's not really negative. We already know what Marion holds. At least we think we know what Marion holds.
But when you give your life to Christ, see, you're no longer in control of your life.
That's true.
The Bible says that a righteous man's footsteps are ordered by the Lord.
That's true.
And so I feel in my heart that that's what he wanted,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still holding on to that because I believe in my heart that the ministry that he put, you know, in me, I didn't choose myself.
Right.
He chose me in it. I didn't go out, you know, thinking that this is what I wanted to do.
Right.
I know because I got that definite answer.
Right, right.
See, you know,
that's
a lot of
great.
People say, well, that looks like that's what I want to do. No, I wasn't like that. But when he showed me, this is what he wanted me to do. But he didn't do it overnight. It came through the years
process.
Of traveling. Linda, you know, you went to Atlanta.
Yes,
I was in Scottsdale. I was in Columbus almost 16 years.
Right.
And through those years, even though we were apart, but we were still experiencing things.
Life.
Am I lying?
Yes.
I mean, am I right? You know,
you
because
are so right.
You only, to me, you know my your testimony, but experience is everything.
Yes, it is.
You either learn or you don't learn.
That's true.
You know, and so I wanted to share some of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of that, even that hard timeship, you know, all the things that I went through, you know, I would like to share them with single women, divorced women, you know, and women that's seeking the Lord, and not only women, men.
Men.
You know, because I'm a firm believer out of all the things that I've seen, Linda. I'm a firm believer that when there's hope, as long as there's hope, there's hope.
Yes,
as
absolutely.
Long as you're breathing, there is hope.
Yes.
And I'm a firm believer that God can change anyone.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
I tell you, the club was my number one place. I couldn't stop partying for nothing in this world. Oh, I had to pray to come out of the club.
I believe it. I hung out there for a long time myself. Don't think I
Every
did
Every Friday and Saturday
yes,
night.
Yes, yes. So coming back home, how has it been for you? Has it been anything like you expected it to be since you've been back?
Well, you know, the world is changing.
Yes.
So I wasn't expecting what I left, because a lot of people around our age or are doing, you know, because we're the baby boom generation.
Yes.
And a lot of people around our age and everything, they're gone.
True.
If not gone, they're deceased.
True.
And if not, they have bad health. Some of them didn't come out, you know.
That's true.
And coming back, I wasn't expecting it, because the Lord had gave me the reassurance before I came what to expect.
Oh, really?
And, oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. He had assured me, but he also said he wanted them to see how he had changed me.
Oh, of course.
You
of
know,
course.
But you're known by your testimony.
Oh, yes.
You're known by the life that you live.
Yes.
And it's still a process now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting up here painting myself to be holier than thou. But I know one thing. I'm taking one day at a time.
Amen.
And it's working.
Amen. What else can we do? You know, because I didn't want to come back either.
I know.
He sent me back.
I know.
You know, and
I know.
Like, wow.
And there's a reason.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now I'm living it.
Yeah.
Every day, you mm-hmm. know. And I thank him for that. And when you accepted God's call, was it hard for you to accept his call to the ministry? Because I know we all, like you said, it's a process. There's changes and things
we have to go through. I don't know if you experienced the same thing. He didn't do it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was a calling,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have time for the calling.
Oh,
because
okay.
it was things I had to do.
Okay.
You know, you put them on the back burner. You know,
right,
Lord,
right.
Maybe later on. You know,
right.
No. As I got older, his word became life, and I'm not going to blame it on the churches or anything that I've, you know, experienced, but I had to really get to know God for myself.
Amen.
Even though I was taught, there's so many years that I was right up under
mm-hmm.
leaderships, but I didn't learn.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the Word of God has to become life.
Yes.
And when it become life, that's through, like we said, the experiences. You've learned to trust him.
Right.
Even when you weren't saved or you hadn't given your life to Christ,
mm-hmm.
he said, I reign on the just as well as the unjust.
Amen.
So see, there's hope. There's hope for everyone if they want
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
If they want a change in their life, he's the one to ask.
Wow.
And what I love about it is that when he called me, I didn't care.
Right.
When he
right.
really, really called me, or when I really, really start listening,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
things start looking different. And when I think about it, Linda, he was there all the time in our lives.
He sure was.
He may have been shadowed.
Right.
But he was there.
He was
all
there.
The time.
All the
carrying
time.
Us.
Yes.
Because we couldn't carry ourselves.
No.
We thought we were doing it.
Oh, yeah. For a long time. Many years, I thought so.
For many years.
You know.
But when he showed himself to you to be real,
oh,
and you
yeah.
go, God, why didn't I do this earlier?
I don't know.
Why would? And I was, I don't know about you, but I was in and out, in and out.
Oh, yeah.
And I would get mad. Well, why can't I stay safe? What is it?
Right. Why can't I live the life?
Yeah.
Right, you know.
Well, when I say stay safe, I couldn't. I really and truly.
Right.
You know, I couldn't. You know, it was just. But I found out that with the natural man, he does not have power.
No, he does
but
not.
But when God comes into your life, he gives you power. And you really receive him. He said you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He comes into your life and proves himself.
Yes, he does.
And he only comes into a willing vessel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
After, yeah, you'd have been flat on your face and you didn't cry to uncle. You know,
oh, yeah.
I said,
I give. Oh, yeah.
I've been there. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there. But
me too.
He is faithful.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. he is faithful, and he has been faithful. And we have had our plans, but he had
his plans. The plan.
Right, the
yeah,
plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I guess I should have cut my phone off. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. So how has your life changed since you've been back?
Well, I said the enemy came in, but I can't really say that. My aunt died in, I think, 2005 or 6. But she has a special need daughter.
Okay.
And so I wound up getting her, you know, taking care of her. And so she was diagnosed a year and a half ago with ALS. And so as far as me being able to minister, mm-hmm. you know, the way I want to, mm-hmm. I haven't been able because I've been, you know, there for her. But as much as I can, I try. I mean, in the grocery store, when I see people, and I'm always, always encouraging them, and I'm trying. You know, there's times that I kind of got a little ugly, but the Holy Spirit reminded me that you're holy, you know, and you can't
yes,
be doing those things.
That's
so
true.
And never get so powerful that you know, Linda, I found out that the greater your calling, the more humble you have to be.
Amen. Yes,
this
you
is
do.
True.
Yes, you do.
This is
yes,
true.
You
the greater the calling, the more. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And because the enemy comes in all the time.
Yes, he does. Yes,
and
he
and
does.
Guess what? And if you have to repent all the time, you repent because I want eternal life.
I do too.
I want to be with the one that's going to give me another life.
Amen. Amen.
Not my in, life end.
Right.
But I want eternal life.
Eternal life. In you
know?
Peace.
Oh, girl. Well, you know how to do that, Linda.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, yeah.
In peace.
Yeah, peace.
You know, a lot of people don't understand. When you leave this life, you're going somewhere.
It's
going
to be a better life. And you know, I tell you something else. And it's probably, a lot of people may not agree with this. But I often ask the word, often ask, why do people say when we die, we immediately go to heaven or hell? Well, they kind of disregarded judgment. Mm-hmm. It hasn't started. But I know what I read in the Word. It said that to be absent from the body is present before the Lord.
Right.
So
right.
No matter which way and how a person died,
true.
They're with the Maker.
That's
until
right.
Until when? Judgment.
Right.
But yet they're with Him.
Yes.
You
amen.
Know? And
amen.
We will see them again.
Amen. So. Amen. And that's a good thought. That's
yeah.
a good thought.
Yeah.
I know this is one of the troubling times of the year mm-hmm. because of the season that
yeah.
we're living in. Christmas. And there are a lot of discouraged people out there.
Well,
and,
this is really most time, to be honest with you, Linda, is something about Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year. It brings that melancholy spirit, you know. If a person doesn't have a loved one, they miss them. If they've lost someone, you know, I notice that it's a lot of mood swings
mm-hmm.
and suicidal, crime rate goes up, you know, and it's sad. But we have to pray. We have to pray constantly. The Bible said man should always pray.
Right.
We have to pray. And we have to also, one of the things that we're going to have to learn to do, and I'm just praying that God give me the opportunity to do it, is to learn to check in on others.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Linda, that we have people in this town that doesn't want to even open their door because they're afraid of someone attacking them. I'm saying elderly.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, it's true.
Know? Yeah.
And then not only that, there's young girls that need encouragement.
Yes, there are.
See, they don't need to be told what they are.
True.
They need to be told what to do. They need to be encouraged to let them know that they are someone, and they need to know what to do to get out of the fix they're in.
That's true.
But it's always a process.
Yes, it is.
Linda, we didn't get here overnight.
Amen. So let the choir sing. Amen.
Yes.
It was a process.
Yes.
And it's still
yes.
a process.
Yes.
You know,
and we want to judge, but listen, not as perfect but the Father.
Oh, no, we can't judge. Absolutely.
And
not.
You don't have a heaven and hell to put someone in anyway.
Not even myself.
There you go.
If I had the keys to that,
yeah.
I'd be cool.
That's
you know
right.
I mean? But no,
yeah.
It is a process.
Yeah.
And it's a humbling,
humbling.
Way.
And I'm learning that hard
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I've always been hyper. But my love, my desire, Linda, is to be able to be an example and to be able to witness to the people and to be of some help.
Right.
I don't, as far as judging, God's getting me completely out of that.
I know that.
Because I said,
Lord,
I want to point the finger, but he said, oh, no, there's another one going back at you. You know?
Right.
So,
and
hey.
It is, and it is. And you know what? Life is too short.
It
to
is.
To spend our time
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah.
Like you said, people need help. They need encouragement. Here we are getting ready to go into 2022.
Yeah.
And we're taking COVID with us
yeah.
for another
mm-hmm,
year.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people are dismayed and like you said, discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done several shows on just encouraging people during this time of year.
Yeah.
And like you said, we should start checking in on people.
And we need to lock in together. Seriously, churches need to come together. We're going to have to. Whether or not, I'm serious. Listen, God said, let my people be saved and holy when he comes. He said, let the wheat and tear grow together. I'll do the separating.
Right.
Listen, we're going to have to bond together. I often think, Lord, COVID, they're making COVID greater than God. And he's not. It's not.
No, it's not.
The disease is not.
No.
Not when we serve a healer.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Yes, we do serve a healer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also act like, you know, we're too good for this to even happen to us. You know, we're,
but are we?
No, we're not. Because when you go back through history, through the Bible, think about the Israelites and the first three plagues, they suffered also.
That's right.
You know, along
with
the
Egyptians. But God protected.
Yeah, the
did
last
he
six. Yes, he did.
All
he
right.
still protected them.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. But they still went through
they
the first
through.
The,
that's
you
right.
You know, the first three plagues.
Exactly.
That there was. So, we're no better than they are.
Right.
You know, and who are we looking to and listening to?
Yeah.
And where is our faith and where is our heart at?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and that was something else he shared with me. It's what's in your heart
in
I'm
your
looking
heart.
At.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I'm looking at
when it's
heart.
All said and done, it's what's here.
It's in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta let people know that.
Yeah.
You better keep stuff out of your heart.
Right.
Because he's a jealous God.
And don't sit on what God has given you.
Amen.
Because you can be helper of it. He said we have to be helpers of one another.
That's true.
If God has brought you across and something that you've overcame and you see it, he said, let the strong bear what? The
infirmities of the weak.
We have to.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We do have to.
Yeah.
I think I didn't know this was my ministry, but I come to the understanding that it is.
And some people may not understand the way that you go about it. But guess what? It's God's way.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And he tells me who to pick.
Exactly.
To be on my show.
Exactly.
You know, and I just follow suit. But he brought me here, and I'm still here.
Yeah.
And he gets all the glory and all the praise. And I thank him for it.
Yeah.
And I knew when I came, he had something for me to do, you know, because of my
journey. I'm still kind of reaching. My girlfriend moved here from Detroit. She's an evangelist.
Is she? Okay.
And she's
I met her, didn't I?
Yeah, her name is Yvonne Minister. Evangelist Minister.
Okay.
Yvonne Kai. She, you know, joined our church and everything. And she, when I said she's a... She's dynamite.
Good.
You know, she's a prayer warrior, and she prays for you, and God, I always tell her she has those healing hands, you know, and she was saying that what we plan to do, God's willing, is to, we're going to start passing out tracts and witnessing. We, how much time we have?
We have about 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to share this with you. About a few months ago, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, we were getting ready to go to Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go to Columbus on, I think it was Josephine's appointment, doctor's appointment. But anyway, we stopped at one of the gas stations. And when we stopped at, now for some reason I kept circling around the block. I should have been out here on 4 or 23 going to Columbus.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know why. I was stalling. So for some reason, I decided to stop at one of the gas stations. We were going to get a... it was hot. They was going to get a slushy or whatever that was cooler. So I said, well, let me get it going, you know, in this place. So when I pulled up, Yvonne went to reach for the door, but we heard all this noise. And right over in the other pump was about 4 guys in a car. And they jumped out and just sped off. And one guy jumped out and he just dropped.
Really?
And so the natural thing for her and I to do, we just jumped out the car and just went over to pray. And we start pleading the blood of Jesus.
Wow.
We start praying and praying. And she put her hands on him and she said, breathe. Breathe, I speak to you. And you know what? You would not believe it. Another guy came up. The police came up. He saw us praying. They didn't distract us at all.
Amen.
He started breathing. And I asked one of the guys what had happened. And he told me. And I said, you know, we pray. I thank God for that.
Right, right.
And that really, to me, gave me the confidence in knowing that we have a work to do.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But I also want to encourage, we have so many beautiful single divorce, but single women here. Marion has a set of beautiful women, young women.
Yes, yes.
And I'm
middle aged and seniors now. Come on with it now.
That's true. But I mean for encouragement.
Yes, for encouragement.
Yeah. And there's some beautiful people in Marion.
Yes, there are.
You know, but they're confident.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I pray that this generational curse, whatever has been put upon, and I feel that it through the years, because it's something that needs to break through here.
Yes.
It needs
I get it.
I know, because it's a spiritual warfare.
Yes, it
all
is.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's. But, you know, that's what the scripture says. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
But it's what?
Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Strongholds.
And casting down imaginations.
Yes.
You know, so you're so right about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, some people say, well, it's like a dark cloud over Marion. And why is that? Like you said, the churches need to come together.
Yeah, we have to.
We need to come together.
We have to. And do it from the heart.
From the heart.
You know, we don't have time for jealousies. Nobody's in a contest. Stop it. We're not in a contest.
Amen.
Let God be the judge.
Let him be God.
We have to. The Bible said the greatest commandment of it all is that we love you one another.
That's right.
As Christ is love.
Us.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and if I find myself being short of something, I have to go lend it right back and get it straight.
It's still
a process.
Yes, it is.
It still is.
Yeah, because you don't really want to, but you're thinking, I can't let that happen
It'll work. I don't know about others, but it'll bother me.
Me too.
I said, you know, I act ugly, Lord. And the Holy Spirit told me, yes, you did.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, well, you know.
Right.
You
get
know what you have to
get
do.
Get it right. Yeah.
So, Lord, forgive me, and I have to get it straight.
Right.
Because my determination is to see God and to lift up his name, not Beverly's name, because let me tell you, he's giving me the opportunity to do what I've wanted to do.
Amen.
So guess what? I want my latter days to be the great. I want to serve him and to be a servant.
Amen. Amen. And I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you were allowed, God allowed you to go around the world, like you say, almost with Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Pickens. Mm-hmm. And when you were at Rico's home going,
mm-hmm.
Rico Pickens, mm-hmm. and I saw you up at the mic, and all of you who came together, it was just...
And
it was
she noticed the difference. She knows that I pulled away. She said, you know, you're the only one I can, she said, that explained the word of God. She said, I never understood, but it wasn't me, it's the Christ in me.
Of course.
You know, Linda, you know how the Spirit come upon you.
Yes.
It teaches you, you know, the disciple, Jesus told the disciples, said, if I didn't come, the Comforter wouldn't come.
Right.
He said, also, what will he do? It will lead and guide you. Bring all things to your remembrance.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a guidance. Not only that, it's power.
Mm-hmm.
Power to what? To be obedient.
That's right.
And to hear his voice.
Amen.
Yeah.
Whew, better listen, huh? You better listen to what he has to say. Because that's where the power is.
I know.
Like you said, it doesn't lie within us,
Mm-mm.
you know.
Mm-mm.
And it's no longer me, but it's him that lives in me.
Yeah.
Just speaking, you know, he said, don't even worry about what you're going to say, just what.
And you have to admit this.
Yes.
When we're doing our work, many times we're alone.
I know.
And it may feels like we're alone, but he's there.
Yes, yes, he is.
The Holy Spirit is there.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how many days have I felt alone? And he has to remind me, I am here
with
you.
I'm here with you.
I am here. Just tell me. Lord, you know, I just need you to help me today.
Yeah.
Something's just not going right with me today,
I know.
You know. And then it's like... automatically, things just start happening.
I
start doing things,
I know.
I'm like, well, okay, I didn't know I was going to do that today, but that's fine with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything to share with us as far as...
Well, I would like to invite people, if they want to. We have Noonday Prayer at our church,
okay.
Harvest Restoration. We call it restoration because God is restoring.
Okay.
And we have Noonday Prayer on Tuesday from 12 to 1. And Thursday. We have Sunday school starts at 10:30 to 11:30. And, you know, church from 11:30 to 1 or whatever. We're here if anyone need us to call. We don't mind, you know, praying for you. Just pray for one another. You know, I want to be closer to the people that's in need.
Absolutely.
And I'm praying to the Lord that he give me that time to be able to get out here and work with them, you know, work
right.
with them, because, hey, I was a piece of work, and probably still are at times, but, you know, God, if it wasn't for his mercy and his grace, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
He didn't give up on me, you know?
Amen, amen.
He didn't give up on me at all, and I thank him for that, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah,
I do too.
I thank him.
I thank him
really
for this
do.
Moment and
yep.
our time together today.
Yep.
I really
well,
do.
Well, see, it was predestinated.
Yes.
It was already written down
yes.
years and years ago that today would be.
Amen. Now, that's powerful.
Yeah,
now, that
that's
is powerful.
Deep in it.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes, yes. Give us some encouragement as far as what to look forward to in the year 2022.
The only thing I can think of, and it's the greatest thing to think of, is to never stop praying. There's power to praying.
Yes.
The Bible said that man should always pray.
Right.
There's no distance in prayer.
No.
Don't ever stop. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. No matter what the circumstances are, don't. Because, see, we can easily get caught up with things.
Why
and before
this,
you know it,
that?
You're distracted.
Right, that's true.
But know that God is a God of a second chance.
Yes, he is.
He's a God that healeth. He's a God. God has everything.
Mm.
And when it wants it penetrates in your mind that we are serving a God that is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, that is to come.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize what God is, that's where you go.
Amen.
You go to him. And regardless to what situation or what position you're in or what people are saying, look to the hills which cometh your help. And it comes from the Lord. Never stop praying and ask for a change. And God will nowise cast you out.
Thank you very much
You're
for those
welcome.
Words of wisdom, Beverly Hartman. Thank you for accepting my invitation and mm-hmm. being my guest today. Thank you all for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. I will be having Jeff Porter on tomorrow, author of Expressions of the Last Days. We will be talking about what is to come and what to hope in, like
oh,
Beverly
yeah.
said. The one and true living God. That's where we should put our hope and our trust in. Thank you. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season. For legendary actress and voice of Ursula in